We may see exclusively on the basis of Cheskes Chiyuv, but if the Tevea says, I mean, that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, that is established by Edim. Now the question is, did he pay up the debt or he didn't pay up the debt? So then, if the Tevea says you didn't pay, and the Nitva says, I don't remember, so then, since the Tevea is staying in Tainis Bori, and the Cheskas Chiyuv is Misayeya, the Taina of the Tevea, so the Tevea is Nemon. But if the Tevea himself is not sure, so then we cannot be made. So there it's not on the basis of extraneous evidence alone. It's certainly Choches that corroborate the Taina of the Baldovo. So it's primarily on the basis of the Taina of the Baldovo, but on the basis of extraneous evidence. So we cannot be made to mommy, al kishnai made him yokum dovo. So we mentioned the Rambam Shite, the Rambam in Sukhas Anadam, Perik of Dalet, that the Dayan can dan the nemomenes, al piumdenes, or nisives, at the beginning of Resh Mishpet, in Simen Beis, or Simen Gimel, he has the Kashi, the Gemara in Ksuve says, the Afchov, that ein eid nas Dayan, except if it is, if it is a neid nas dayan, but if ro bayim, so then leteish miyek dele meriye. But if ro balaylo, so then not, except by kim shtores, because in the rabbon. But otherwise, by alvoye, if balaylo the bezn, or the, we'll see how Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvim balaylo, so they cannot the next morning be done. They cannot be done, but two of the Bezdin have to stand before the others, members of the Bezdin, and let's say testify.
On Rosh Hashanah also. But on Rosh Hashanah they did that too.
You mean by Kiddush HaChidush? Kiddush
HaChidush.
Rosh Hashanah, Kiddush HaChidush. So then the Nesiva says, but according to the Rambam, that he dying can be done and be made simom and even on the basis of umdene. So when the Bezdin sees that's the biggest umdene in the world, and umdene sometimes might be misleading, but they saw. So true, the Aloch of Teshmi Dil Maria doesn't apply on the River Isle. But why is it go out? So the Nesive says it bechidesh, the Rambam only means leharzik, the Rambam doesn't mean leheitzi, but the pashtus halashon of the Rambam is even leheitzi. So what is the Teretz? The Teretz is there the Gemara doesn't discuss the case where there is a taine by the Baldova. Let's say the Gemara mentions something like in Shtores. There is no Indian of taines of Baldova altogether. So, because Kim Shtoros is the Rabbonon, so then it's all right. But if Kim Shtoros had been the Reis, it wouldn't be all right. So, in other words, Enoch Name, suppose the Baldovor is staying Tiny Shemo. But then a Korev testifies that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvin. And suppose the Korev is the Chofetz Chaim, or even Achmein, even the Rambam himself, I mean, even Marba Ravashi. So then it cannot be made to mom, it doesn't make any difference. But when the Tevea is Tevea, I can borrow you borrowed from me $1,000. And the Korev, is Misayeah him, so then he can be made to mom primarily on the basis of the time of the Tevea. That's what we said. Anyway, let's see.
So that's why we have to come on. That's why Tess had to
end on. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Now,
because of other formulas, that's my mind saying anything.
That's right.
It's a lumdada.
Yeah. Now, let's see the Agoyish. What is that? How does
the Gemara know that there's a special in the Mamas of Bali Dvaran? Is that the Gemara? Because otherwise, the end would be able to get it.
All of Baba Basra is based upon
that. Yeah, but what's the Makar to say that? Because otherwise, how could anything get
this? I don't know. I mean, what posik in the Torah is it mentioned? I don't know. Probably there is a mocker in the Torah for that. There is a mocker. Now, let's see the Agoy Soshre in the Rosh. A paragraph test in the Rosh. Vim Tema. in kemische beharren am meilen ende auf adele maren afschein. Now the Gososhri is very strange on the surface, and it cannot be understood to keep shooting. V'yeish leima, so the Gososhri is a good cash, strong cash. Gemara says, by shtore raye, by mechire, we since we are only interested in ascertaining the facts, and since achoyes lemar nafshay, they don't lie. Okay, they don't lie. Mishav ha'an, so certainly,
Maybe it wasn't a special occurrence of Chana in such a case.
Because that's Tezvis Teretz, but the Agoy Soshre doesn't agree with Tezvis. V'yishleina David Kechovim in Psulim in Atero El Mitam Shem Gazlonim V'hane Diyad Behu to Lemara Nafshaye is Mehem, Misefer Achoch. Meiri Rabin Yoko Emir, David Kehovim Hamelzokim, Shenem Shakronim, Kshirim Ladies, Gidom Aroch, Avo Meshe Varem Psum Natera Mitam Kurv, Veloin Yira Lila Hachshia, that's Rabin Yoko Shit. But then the Mordechai, there's an Israelitan Rabin Yoko, Veloin Yira Lila Hachshia, David Kehovim Ladies, Kim Sheini Bechala Chicho. ולעודיף מעבד, ואוכל נראה שתקונס חכמים הוא, שתיקנו בשטורי סועילים באחורי של יחובים, שיקשרים לי ושיחובים מקפידים על השטורי שבאחריסיים, אם נפסול. So in other words, so what's the pshat from Rabbi Yoko? What Rabbi Yoko holds? So you'll find in some Achrein,
yeah, I mentioned,
yeah, that according to Rabbi Yoko, he goes kosher is, but that's really, it's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. I mean, a goyish kosher is. I mean, that's impossible. That's what, like Rav Chaim Voloshiner said, that's like saying, Amoretz mutal nirche b'yim ha-kippurim shechalit b'shabes means kipshute. I mean, it has to be understood. Sometimes you cannot understand a certain rishon kipshute. So one has to use common sense also, besides everything else, besides chrifes, he has to use common sense to say that according to Rabbi Yoko, his goyis kosher leides is ridiculous. Anyway, so what's the pshat? The pshat is as follows. As you said, how do we rely chazokin or paria b'sirs money and all these things? So I said, because there, the chazoki only corroborates the tiny of the tevea. And they know haname in case where there is no tiny very tevea. So then we don't rely on the basis of Chazok and Perebster's money. Because there is a Sakosuf of Pishnai Meidim Yokundoro. You cannot, the Rambam says in Pirsha Mishnah Sanhedrin, well, the Rambam says that in regard to Nefoshes, that even if a Novi will come and say that somebody was Michal Shabbos, a Novi, we cannot give Miss, because there is a Sakosuf of Pishnai Meidim Yokundoro. And the Rambam doesn't mean only if one Novi comes and says Bivuye. Even if two Nevi'im, even if 100 Nevi'im will come and they'll say Binevuye, that Ruven was Machal Shabbos, Ruven was Evel Avizor, we still cannot give Mise. We still cannot Mise.
Because the
Inyan of two Eidim is only when they testify on the basis of their observation. But when they testify on the basis
of prophecy,
there is no innovators. Doesn't make any difference. One of the only 1,000 Nevi'im doesn't make any difference. In other words, because there is Aloha of Eidus. But by the moment is, there is Tesva Shite and the Rambam Shite, there is a special Aloha of Nemones of Tanya Baldovo, some Mela, of course. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Chonon, the Kivitz Aora, says the Kashi, that's Shnaim Shif Kivitz Lechot, Zemone Vizemosayim, Zeim Amosayim Shali, Vizeim Amosayim Shali. So, Zen Nason Zemone, Zemone, Vashlishi, Yemurachachi of Leo. And then, when Leo comes, so then we give it. So he says, even why should we accept the testimony of Leo of Pishnaim?
Gewaldige Kash, gewaldig.
Yeah, yes, that kashe. Wow, it's a good kashe. It's
wow.
So first of all, they are the so. I think I am not 100% sure, but I think the Rohanim gives the teretz. It means when Leo comes, so then the baldova will be made.
By that time,
yeah. So maybe they'll be ashamed, you know, because everybody will know.
Or maybe Eliyahu knows a Navi, okay, maybe he knows the Nate around. He'll get the Nate and bring him in.
I think this is what Rabbi Chonon says. But I think there's another teretz. Shnayim shifkid zlechol, zeima mosayim shali, zeima mosayim shali. So there is a tainus bori by the balei dvorim. But they contradict each other. So without Leo, we don't know who is telling the truth and who is not telling the truth. So neither litigant has any credibility. Because my hosis. But if Leo confirms the tiny of one Baldavo, so then we give it to the one that Leo confirms his tiny on the basis of the monies of tiny. I mean, that's the terrace that I said years ago.
Man,
what?
Standing with the man also.
Oh, Einachname. Einachname, the Gemara in Yume. The Gemara in Yume. Does Rabbi Chonon mention that Gemara in Yume? I don't know. The Gemara in Yume says that the man, you know, so was dropped according to the number of nefoshes in the household. So let's say, if there were 10. Yeah, and if there was if there were 10 members in a certain family, so then there were 10 portions of the man dropped. So the midbar, so the Besdin could determine, let's say, when there was a litigation, somebody said, I was not Avdi Sheliato, and the other said, Shechar Tois, you are Mishachar me. So then we looked, so the Besdin, Bimei Meisha in the midbar, he looked near the Eyal, whether there were 9 portions of the man or 10 portions. If there were 10 portions, so it's a raya that he was an Evet. But if there were only 9 portions, so then he was raya. So the question is, but al pishnai made him yakundavo. The answer is, what is that? I mean, other kasha, Leiva Shemaimi. Leiva Shemaimi, so the Chassam Sefer gives it tariffs. That's only in Dine Atayra, but not the Mitzias. We don't say Leiva Shemaimi. Leiva Shemaimi is only that Mashemaim, we cannot be Mivar Dine Atayra. Let's say, there is Machlekes, and Lochshem Tzchel Gufa is Chayev Apoter. So even it'll be Basco and say Chayev Apoter. So it's not effective. But in Mitzias, so of course it can be mivare, but the question is al pishnai meidim akundavo. So here the same teretz can be given because
that's right the tiny
of the odin or the tiny of the evet. Anyway, but what's Rabbi Yochashite is probably something. Rabbi Yochashite is true al pishnai meidim akundavo. So that only means that an idechod is not a bill. Idechod is not a bill. So we are cheshish, maybe is mishakir. As a matter of fact, I mean, the havdol in the dinu meseilom. So if somebody testifies, so then it's no raya until the lawyers cross-examine the witnesses. So in other words, there is no, just because a nice person who never committed a crime testified that he saw that A borrowed $1,000 from B, that doesn't mean that it's true, because it's very likely that a nice person lies. That's how they understand it, and that's common sense. Does not consider by momentous testimony by one person, even if he's a nice person, as a rai. So And the Mesalem don't consider it as a raya either, except for cross-examination, they consider it as an extraneous evidence. But without cross-examination, yeah, that's right. Without cross-examination, it's not even a raya. So the reason is, Torah says, Al Pishnai Me Yinoch Ndavar, Yinoch Nami, if a Bezdin will act, will meet a moment on the basis of the Hagodah of any Dechot, so then they are they act connected at all. Why? Not because you can only be meitzi momen on the basis of Hagodah Seidim. You can be meitzi momen on the basis of extraneous evidence also. Let's say like umdenei of Chazok and Parebshes Mane, and we don't have to resort to the fact that the Chazok in Parishas Mane only corroborates, it strengthens the Taina of Baldoro. Even without the Taina of Baldoro, if it's a strong Chazoke, so then you can make a moment. But you cannot be made a moment on the basis of Agodah Videchot, because Videchot there is a Choshem Mishakya. Even if he's a nice person, we don't know that he committed any Avere, so we cannot be made a moment. Because it's not a raya, and they know chaname. But then you ask, how about Meishiv Aaron? Chas v'shalom, and couldn't say Choshem Mishaker. I mean, that's ridiculous. So, they know chaname. Does the Gemara say that if Meishiv Aaron testify together, so we cannot be Meishiv Aaron under any circumstances? The Gemara only says Meishiv Aaron are not Nemon b'terasedes. But with there is extraneous evidence in the Chaname, but it's a big enough community. Let's say Meishe Baharin will sign Ishtar Matone. So, Ishtar requires Eidim. Without Eidim, it's not Ishtar. So what if we know that it's Emes V'yatzim? But Ishtar it isn't. What is that?
So now we're saying that the spark could...
Oh yeah, one second. Oh. Yeah, I'm coming to it. So then the question arises, why does Teisve say, why does Dagoy Sosha say, Vintema, I'm coming to it. Vintema in Kimisha Baharan Amayo Nehemne, Hovadle Maran Afshaye, why don't he say, Enoch Name Meisha Baharan are also effective? But the Gemara only means Meisha Baharan are not effective with Teresaides. Nafkimine would be, they'll sign Ishtamatone. So it won't be good. It will stay get. It will not be good. It will stay in shtar shicho. It will not be good. But l'chay ba'alme shtar alvoy shtar mechire einoch nami is good. So he gives another teretz. Why? Because I mentioned it. Because by craving, besides the psula goof of craving, there is a love the raise and incumbent upon bezden to be mikabel edus of craving. To be mikabel edus of craving. It's mentioned in the Rambam. I don't have a Sfarmises here, but it's mentioned in the Rambam in the Chassidus also.
There's a kasuv.
Yeah, love. Yum suavis albonim. So it's a love. If Bezdin is mikabel, edus of a father against the son, or edus of his son against the father, or a korev. So Bezdin is ever love the rise. Special love. So Agoy Shoshre could have given it to us. But he doesn't. Why? Because there is a special love. Sheloyoit Korev. The Rambam, in the preamble before every halachas, he mentions the mitzvahs that are included in a certain halachas and the leisesses. You have here the first chelik of the sefer mitzvahs. No, okay. So, but before we'll say this. So, Sheloyoit Korev. And then let's see the Rambam inside the text. Thank you. Perek Yud Gimel Milchaseides Halacha Aleph. Hakrevim Psulim Leides Natera. Shenema Lo Yum Soavi Salboni. Mipi Hashmuya Lomdu. Shebichlal Lavze Shelo Yum Soavi Salpiboni. Veliboni Malpiovi. Vu Adini Shokrevim. So special after ice. If Beznis Mikableides. Of the Korev against the Korev. Then the evil of the Reise. So even if Meshe Varen would testify, Bezin will become the evil of the Reise. That's why the Agoy Soshka doesn't give the Teretz. He says, the Vikhoven in Psulim Natera Mitam Shein Gazlonim Vahane Diyade Behu Limare Nafshay Mehemne. He doesn't mean that there is no Psul Aguf of Igoy. Of course Igoy is postulated. If Igoy, even Achoy is a judge, will sign ishtamatone so it's chasme baalme. If a goy will sign any shtar, so it's a chasme baalme. It's a chasme baalme if it's ishtar kinyan. But truth, it's not effective b'tirasedes. Let it be effective b'tiras chazoke, like migel, like everything else. So he says no, but igstam goy dach. There is a chash. Besides the psuaguf, there's a chash in mishaker also. But ligabe achoyes judges, so there is no chash in mishaker. So then we can be mikabel once imar nafshaye. So then we can be mikabel ladies, not b'tirasedes per se, but b'tirasichoche. Inochanam and someone not a judge. Let's say bes. There is smuggle bepume the inche be America. The George Washington never lied in his life. I don't know whether it's true or not, but if it's true, so we could be mikabelizedes, not biterasedes, but biterasechoche. According to Rabbi Yochanan, not according to Tesis in the Rambam, because according to Tesis in the Rambam is a special takones chachomi, even by Shtarai. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, so if he's a goy that we know he wouldn't lie, a very honest goy wouldn't lie, so then
honest Abe.
What?
Honest Abe.
I don't know what you
said. Honest Abe. Abraham Lincoln was called Honest Abe.
I only heard about George Washington. About Abraham Lincoln I never heard. George Washington, I heard, he's written in all the books that he never uttered an untruth in his life. George Washington. But even Lincoln, I never heard, I don't know. So, he said, so that's why the Agoy Soshka says, V'yesh Leymar, David Chodin Psulim Nateo Nutam Shim Gazlonim. Doesn't mean, if they hadn't been Shakronim, so then they would be kosher. Not Bitera say this, but Bitera Sechocha like Nige. V'hane Yadu V'udu Imar Nafshay Mehem, Meir Rabin Yoker O'ei Meir, the Chovim Amarzokim Shinam Shakronim. What is that?
The only time we say Svar is only to corroborate one of the
Balei Svar. That we said according to the Rambam and Teisves.
Oh, that's what you're Benny
Yaka. But not Rabin Yoka. Not Rabin Yoka.
Benny Yoka holds that a Svar can help even if it's not corroborating.
That's right.
That's the basic.
I al pishnai making a dovo. Al pishnai making a dovo means a dechot is no evidence, because there is a possibility that he's mishak. So even though in isurim it is a raya, but in momenes it's not enough of a yichoch.
That's really the machlokes of the Rambam against Rabbeinu Yochanan.
That's right. And Tesfes is like Rambam.
Two goyim.
Two goyim can make any difference. One goy or 1,000 goyim. Doesn't make any difference.
Because if a Svar can only help to corroborate, or a Svar can help by itself.
What?
That's Machlokes Tesfes.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yes.
Where's the Rambam? The Rambam says He means also to
from the Rambam Sloshnitz Mashma. From the Rambam Sloshnitz Mashma, that even in Shtori Raye, so Achoyes is a special takon. And from the Rambam it's mashma that on the Rabbon level Achoyes have mnemonis, not just an extraneous Rai. In Midi Rabbonon it's not a Chochetz Dodis. Midi Rabbonon it's Shtar. Midi Rabbonon it's Shtar. Davka Achoyes, but not George Washington. He was not Achoyes, not.
Because Takona was only an Achoyes.
The Achoyes, special Takona and Achoyes. mir am Yoko ja immer den Gehoven am Mosokim, schien Schakonim, Kherim Ladies, Gidoma Hoche, aber Meshe waren Psulim Natirim mit am Kove. What does he mean? He means there is a Nisar to be Mikabo Ladies. So even when we know the Natchakonim, it's still also, there is a Nisar to be Mikabel Edis Kravim, and another Eid that there is a Nisar. E Roshe, Altoshes Roshe Eid. So if Bezn is Mikabel, the Edis of E Roshe, the Arriver love the Raise. Even if you, I suppose, you can visualize a case where somebody is a Roshe and he's Nemon, he's a truthful person, but he's a Roshe because he's Echol Neveles, Echol Treifes. So then we couldn't be Mikabel the Edis even on the basis of extraneous evidence of a Chochez Dodis, just as we couldn't be Mikabel on the basis of a Chochez Dodis when Meshev Aaron is made, because there is a love only against the Kabbalah of Edis of Kravim and Edis of Rishoy. Meir Rabbi Yochai Imed in Chomer Amzokim Shein Shakonim Shein Leides Gidom Ahoche Avo Meishe Vaharim Psulim Na Teire Mitam Kove Vlo Inira Li Veachshere Vichovim Leides Kibim Shein Bechol Achicho Vlo Odif Mi Evet. So he's like Teis Veshite. He says because there is no Midraise, you cannot just be Mikabel Leides on the basis of Chochez Dodis. And all the Chochez Dodis in the Gemara is only to corroborate the Taina of Baldova. V'roche nire sh'nechal mishachomimu sh'tiknu b'shtore so'idim v'achoy shil chovim sh'ikshirim liv shil chovim makpidim ala sh'tore sh'bal chiseyem im nifsol. Now,
where is the
Rambam
says exclusively that Omdenet can help by Din Mamonis, or just it's mashma?
It's
mashma like that Din
Mamonis doesn't help. No, Din Mamonis, there is a special love,
yeah,
not to be done on the basis of Omdenet. Even the Omdenet, even if the circumstantial evidence is so strong that it appears conclusive, like the story of Shimon B'Shetach, when he saw one person chasing of another person with his sword, and then he went into a chobe, and then Shimon B'Shetach came into the chobe a minute later, and he saw that the victim was lying dead, and the aggressor was wielding the sword. So it's the best of them. So Shimon B'Shetach said, "I cannot be done you," but he cursed him, so then he died. In other words, that was the most conclusive circumstantial evidence. But there is a special love not to be done the nefoshes on the basis of Munde. But by the Mamonis there is no Isa. And some mele we can be done in order to corroborate the Mamonis of the Baldova.
Rambam holds also only to corroborate.
Well, he has to say that. Because the Rambam mentions even Korev. The Rambam mentions even Korev, and Nisibis Kashi is, why is it that by Ro Balilo and Bezden, even Sanhedrin, Ro Balilo, so then they cannot be done on the basis of their own observation. Their own observation is the best Umdene in the world. So the Nisibis says, now let's see Loshna Rambam. The Nisibis is the beginning of Kashi Mishma. Perik Chodalet Nuch Sanhedrin Aloch Aleph Yesh Li Dayen Lodein Vigne Momenes Al Pi Advorim She Dayti Neitalehen She Nemes Ve Adobo Chozov Gili Be Yishu Kein Af Al Pi She In Shomra Yebrore Ve In Tzorich Lima Rimo Yudea Bivada Yish Adobo Keinu She Udan Kifi Ma She Yudea Keitza Harei She Nischayef Odom Shvue Bibezd ויאמר לי דיין אדם שהוא נאמר אצלי ושדייתי שמחס על דבורו שזהו איש חושד על השבוע יש לי דיין להפך השבוע על חשכי נגדי ואיש בא ויתל הויל וסמך דייתי של דיין על דברי זה אפילו הוי שאו איש אויבת נמונים אצלי Hoil umotzadova chozok vinochein, bilibe semi cholovidan, vinchochlemarim yoda huatmish is a hoshut. Vichain in yotzostachiv lifonov, vomali odom she somachol, afiluisho I korev. So he says korev. Now the question is, but korev there is a love the rice in kabbalades. The answer is a love the rice is when beznis mikam mitzadeides, when there is no tainis baldovo that is collaborated. But where there is a tainis baldovo, and the question is which baldovo is telling the truth or not, so then the dayan can rely on the testimony of the korev.
That's extraneous.
Extraneous, yeah. וחיים יוצא שטחיב לפנו ואומר לי אדם ששומח עליו אפילו אישו יקורא זה פרוע או אם סומחו דייתי על דבורו יש לי לימה לזה לא יטיפר עלה לא יטיפור עלה בשבועי so that's only in the moment but in the nefoshes there is a special love you cannot be done on the basis of circumstantial evidence even the strongest substantial evidence like the evidence in the case of Shimon ben Shotach Now the Rambam, yeah.
I'm going to ask, how do we know that the Rambam holds that it can only help to corroborate one of the sides? Maybe the Rambam holds, then it helps.
So then the kashe of the Nisibis is outstanding.
So that we have on our Gos Hashri also.
What?
So what does the Rabbeinu Yakir do with that Gemara?
No, so. When Rabbi Yaakov,
if he holds it, then have to corroborate.
I said. Because over there, the Gemara says, has reference to a case where there is no Tainus of Baldovo, like Kim Shtores. Is there an Indian of Tainus of Baldovo, Kim Shtores? It's a question
of
being.
Also, even if there's no Baldovo,
also helps. You know what we say? Yes, yeah.
So, what does he do with the Gemara of
the what does he do contra Rabbi Yaakov? Contra Rabbi Yaakov, if Mitaraisi. On the basis of a choche. So, we have to give another teretz, because in Ochaname, we could, if Bezdin will see Alvoye, Balailo, on the basis of a choche, so like a choche, like Mige, and so on, so they could be Mechaev Momin. But over there, the Gemore is done the Indian of Kim Shtores. Kim Shtores, by definition, requires aid. So be another taras. Because what does Kim Shtores mean? Kim Shtores means it has to be notarized. I mean, Kim Shtores really means an authorization. So the halacha is, on the contrary, because Kim Shtores is midrabbonon, so the takonis chachomim was that ishtaken biniskayim fuedes. So Mimele, if not for the fact that it's only Midrabbonon, so by Rou Balailo the Bezdin couldn't be Mikabel. But since it's Midrabbonon, so we apply the aloche of Litei Shmiek Dilimerie even by Rou Balailo. But there we couldn't be Mikai Mishtar on the basis of Choches Dodis, because that's the essence of Kim Shtores. If it's a question of paying or not paying, so that's a near of livrure, so it doesn't make any difference. But Kim Shtores, by definition, essentially, is likim adamo. The Shtores them is kind for it. The Rambam in Perik Chof, Milches
Hanedrin. The Rambam could also say that he holds that chibur.
What?
Is there any reason to say that the Rambam doesn't hold that chibur also?
All right, but the Rambam Shita is not like that. You see, the Rambam, it appears that the Rambam Shita appears that there was a special stakone by Achois. For Raya, it has a chaliz din shtar also. So it's a special. That you certainly. That's right, yeah. The Rambam says in Perik Chof Milchas Sanhedrin, in Bez Neishin Beim El Adas, Elo Al Pi Eidim Biraya Brure, Afil Rou Eidim Ridif Achachavere. והיסחות בוי, והלימו עיניהם, או שנכניסו אחרוב לחורבה, ונכניסו אחרוב, ומוצאו הורג ומפרפר, ועשייף מנתיב דם ביד ההריק, Heul vili rohu beishe ko in besten hergen beide zu, weil se vechayetzi bei nema avinoki vi tzadik altar. Vichein imu yidu olof schnaim shovet avizore, ze rohu shovet es achamo vi yischope, vi ze rohu shovet es halivono vi yischope, im mitstarfim, shenema avinoki vi tzadik altarik. Hoil v'yeisham tzadlin ha-keisi v'yisadik al-tagil. So, two things are included in the love of Noki v'yisadik al-tagil. One is that we cannot be done on the basis of umdene, even the strongest umdene, like the case of Shim v'shotach, and one is miyachedis, that we cannot be done on the basis of Eris miyachedis. So that's by nefoshes. So nefoshes, you cannot be done. And by nefoshes, the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah, even when a Novi comes, we cannot be done.
What
is it, Milchedes? Eis means that they testify on separate things.
One guy said, I seen him.
He was Eivet Avrizora Lilchamo, and one said, I was Eivet Avrizora Lilvono.
Oh.
Now.
Does anybody ask
one second, one second. No, one. Just one second.
So Rabbeinu Yaakov, when he says "Einim psulim min ha-Torah," it doesn't mean we said that. It means that we shouldn't accept their aims.
That's right.
That's why Rashi also doesn't hold. Rashi holds like this idea also.
Like who?
Rabbeinu Yaakov. That's why Rashi doesn't mention.
I don't know what Rashi it is.
Because Rashi doesn't mention that. Rashi only mentions love and increases. Why doesn't Rashi mention more?
I don't know. I mean, so Tesis at first mentions Lab Mikrisis and Lishmo and all kinds of things, and then at the end he mentions Psoes. There is special love that you cannot be done on the basis of umdene, even if it's the strongest umdene. But at the same time, there is a gemore in Shvues. There's a gemore in Shvues. The gemore in Shvues says that from Aleph, minayin lidayin shu yedea bidin shu merume, shu yema achatchenu v'gila akula atolo b'tzavu ha'edim, Talmud Lema Midvashe Katechok. You cannot be done on the basis of umdene, but at the same time you're not allowed to be done a person when the Dayonim have an umdene, the Dayonim are not so
kosher.
And are not so kosher, and not truthful. Even though he has nothing to prove that they are the Sheker, there is no Azome, and there is no Hagodah Seidim that they did an Avere. So, minayli dayon shehu yedeya bidin shehu merume, even if libin ekve, he's not sure, but his heart tells him that there is something fishy in the testimony. He's not allowed, so he has to be misalek himself. So that's the aloche of midvashek atirchok. Minayli dayon, so that's the gemara that from Dalet in Shvues, and the Rambam paskins that in Pirik of Dalet Milchus Hanedrin aloche gimu. Talmud Lema Midvashe Katirchok. Kitzat Yase Yidrish Beviyachkir Habe Bitrishokhkire. So at first he should try to cross-examine them and ask them all kinds of questions so that it'll turn out that they are not truthful. In Niralil Vidaiti Shimber Amoyes Khitir. Yes, I don't know what it is. Avalim Hoyo Libi Neikri Shiravis. Not only when he's sure, but just Libi Neikri. It's
his instinct.
Yeah. She Oishin Daiti Simechas al Divraidim. Afal P. She Yocheli Poslon. Oishin Daiti Neitesh Baldin Zeramai. U Balomo Vishe Sedim. Afal P. She Sherim. Ufituma Meidu Vizatam. Oishin Yirulei. Michal Advorim. She Esham Vorim Achirim. Missusom. Venerateli Galesom. Kolelo advorim v'chayitzi ben osoli lachtechei se'adin elu yisali katzni b'din ze v'yodineinu mishali b'shalom b'dovo v'arei advorim misur milei v'akosot v'emir kamish v'reku. Now everybody has the kashi, the other case of Shimon ben Shotach. The Gemara Sanhedrin mentions the story about Shimon ben Shotach because many people were very angry at him, so they wanted to mete out vengeance against him. So they hired Eli Sheker, who testified against Shimon ben Shotach's son. And then later on, it turned out that people started to suspect that the Edim are Eli Sheker, but they were no Edi Azome. So Shimon ben Shotach paskened that the son has to be needed. So that's contrary to the halacha. Minayin lidayin shelibe neikvei sheleyemar chatech hasadim v'yakula tolo b'tzavri reidi. It's a very strong kasha, but I think, I mean, it's still difficult, but I think there is a teretz. In other words, that the Rambam says kolelo advorim v'chayitzi ben oso leilachtech hise adin elu yisalik atzmi. But he cannot say, well, I have a suspicion that the Edim are Edi Sheker, so I won't let anybody else to be done either. That he cannot do. You have a suspicion, you are not allowed to be done. But you cannot, you have no right to tell somebody else not to be done just because you have a suspicion. So that's only Shayach if it's before Mardi. But there, until it was Nigmar Dinei of Shimon ben Shotach's son, no one had a suspicion. No one had a suspicion. So Mele, when did the suspicion arise? After he was Nidin Limise. So then there is no aloche of Mitvah Shekatircho. You see that even before Mardin, so the Dayan is not allowed to be done to participate. He has to disqualify himself. But he cannot stop any others dying from being done. So melee, if the suspicion, if he becomes living Ekve after the Gmardin, so then he cannot intervene because it was already Nigmardine. And I think I mentioned it once that the Gmardin itself, even when it's Bitoyes, so is Mechayev the person is. The Raya is, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Minayon, Midayon, Minayon Leachot Sheyotso Zakai Bedin. They, Virol Ischus, Sheein Donin Esei, Shenema Vitzadik Altarik. In other words, if Bezdin Paskin, 1 second, if Bezdin Paskin that somebody is Potter, and then they realize that they made a mistake, they cannot be done. Shenema vitzadik altai. Minayin leachot sheyotso midin. Sheyotso midin chayev. Chayev. Virol leishchus shedoninei sei umzakenei sei. Shenema vinoki altai. Vichilufom vimesis. Mesis is just the reverse. By Mesis, because the Torah says Loisachmel v'Loisachase Olof, so Mele it is just the reverse. So if a Mesis was needing lay. One second, it was Nitin Lischus. And then Bezdin realized that he made a mistake. They can be Chazer and be Danim. And if they were Danim Limise, and then the Sanhedrin realized they made a mistake, so then
they don't go back
and they quit. So Bishlay made a case of Macy's, where the Sanhedrin originally was done, it was Gimad Din, was acquitted him, and then they realized they made a mistake. So we understand, because like this, if they realize that he is high, so why shouldn't they be able to be done him again? But this is a special Gzeres HaKosuf. This special Gzeres HaKosuf by Nefoshes, by other Nefoshes, not Meisis or Madiach. The special Gzeres HaKosuf, Vishoftu Veitzilu. So if there was a Psak Din that is Poter, he cannot be needed again. That's called today, it's called a double jeopardy. So it's a special Gzeres HaKosuf, Vishoftu Veitzilu. So by Meisis, that Gzeres HaKosuf doesn't apply, because Loisachmo Loisachasi. But the other case, where they were done Meisis Lemisi, and then they realized they made a mistake. So what is it? Loisachmo Loisachasalof, you're allowed to kill him just like that. What is it? Tefker? By Meisis, there is also an Nisalf Lisiyotzach. The answer is, so true, there is no special Gzeres HaKosuf that we have to be done him again and acquit him, as by other Mises. But that Mardin is no Mardin. The answer is, and that we see in the Nemomenes also, that let's say, in the case where Bezdin is done the Nemomenes, made a mistake, but if the mistake was not a Torah v'Mishne, it was Torah b'Shikla Das, so then they require another din. They are mechuyev to be done again, but until they are done again, so it's effective. So by Nefoshes, the Gmar Din itself, as even if it turns out that there was a mistake, but as long as they were sincere, and the mistake was not a mistake of Torah b'dvar Mishneh, but was of Torah b'shikla das, so the Gmar Din itself is mechayev misi. The Gmar Din itself is mechayev misi. If it's Torah b'dvar Mishneh, so that means it's a mistake that they should not have made a mistake. And just unfortunately, the Bezdin made mistakes, so then the din is no din. But if it's a Torah b'shikla das, where they could not be blamed for making that mistake, if it's a Torah b'shikla das, so then the Gmar Din is mechayev, even though klapishmai is galye, that he was potter of mise. The Gmar Din is mechayev mise. In other words, whenever, let's say, Bezdin is mechayev somebody mise, and klapishmai is galye, that the Eidus was an Eidus sheker. So then it doesn't mean that the Sanhedrin are rotzchim chas v'sholem, but they are anusi. No, it's not an inyan of anus. The Gmar Din itself is mechayev mise. And that's the best raya, is that by Adam Chuyovi mise, we have to resort to a special Gzeres HaKosuf of Veinoki Altarek. If not for the special Gzeres HaKosuf Veinoki Altarek, if the Sanhedrin had been given a din, someone, Libise, because of Chol Shabbos, Avrizor, or whatever Aveira it is, and then they find out that he made a mistake, they wouldn't be able to be done him again and to acquit him. Why? But after all, it's Ritziche. It's not Ritziche. The Gmar Din itself is Mechayev Mise. Even when Bezdin makes a mistake, and when Bezdin doesn't find out about a mistake, then they're not even Ritziche. It's not an Inyan of Onus. They're not even Ritziche, because the Gmar Din itself is Mechayev Mise. But the reason is why they are Mechuyev to be says of the Din, because of a special Gzeres HaKosuf of Inoki Altarek. So that Gzeres HaKosuf of Inoki Altarek doesn't apply to Meisis HaMadiach. So in other words, so now, Now, so we are through with these stages. Now, visuleke, veoike, we still have another 50 minutes to minchah. Visuleke, veoike, hoim apnuget zeli ishti, ushtashichu zeli avdi, umeis lo yitnu leachamisi. Tnu mon litleini, umeis yitnu leachamisi. So why doesn't the Braisa mention the other
difference?
The other differences. So now let's. So Gemara says, "Ki katoni milsed lese bishtores, milsed lese bishtores loy katoni." The sholach rabbi mishmei rabavue, have we yedim she sholach adlezali geilo mishum rabenu. Schriben rasch am Akisput, nun mal ein Pläni, und meis in Kisme Neislin, schon mal ein Gommelakne, ist er bis da, wenn ich da lach am Miese. Now let's see the Rashi. Here there is a very difficult Rashi that has to be explained. Rotsa abal, laza bishneem, kinesh nos nashliach yazir. Die Kosova Reb Meir hefzet vichai, vein leis, on shen yishlcholem, vein choven leodom elu bifonov. Kleimarin odom nasi shliach li odom li esnif stal yodei alim kinosi u shliach dahayne ki lifonof vi rabonom kliga alit rab meya mas nisim vi amre di bishich oren yochil arza mishinim sali adze vi afal pishal yoso evet shliach nishim kersova schus u leved sheyeitzi mitachas rabbe lechirus viz Vizochen li lodom shal lifonof dan sadi nichali nev aish luchiloche. That's on the previous Gemara. Miyone diktone bishleisho mikalun lo yocholot misaltim vereish mi bisakan lan yor eshi miseidim u boreidim u malin sakoin dioi. Bigitin noshim mishum dakon sakone eshe mo yir se zeam garish lifroish biyam oi misukon shareitz eshe lich zorop tuyim. Lo yit lachamis. Here is the difficult rashi. Vafil rabonon de amre shichru yavodim shrusu. Vizoch lona shol bifonov, ne idle hoche zoche, beidle imot le meda, mi umeida rabonon, de chol kamod le moti gitel yodei, le have mishuche, vichivin di meis kodim, su le have shichu le shichu, di naftali rishuse minei, vichayl alei rishuse yorshi. So the trash is very... So taste, 1 second, please, let me... So let's see the taste, 1 second. Lo yit lachamise, Pirish bekontres war für Rabbonon der Amres Husu Loevet, wie Sochen Lodom Shalom Ifonov, Neidl Hoche Sochot und Motzel im Edabei, Meide Rabbonon der Chol Kamo, die Loyosel Gittel Yode Lahav Mishuch. That's what Rashi says, a bit Chiddish. And the Rif and the Rambam say the same thing. In other words, Rashi is the Kash. Here the Gemara says that if somebody says, Tinu Gezeli Ishti, Ushta, ushtashichu zele avdi umeis leitnu achamise. So, tenis kisri and according to the Rabbonon of Remeya, veshichu is ischus. So the moment when he said tnu shtashichu zele avdi, so the shliach who received the shtashichu was eichet the shtashichu for the Eved. So the Eved is yitzlecheira. So what do we care that the next day or even the same day the Odin died? He was already Mishucha by the time he died. That's the Kasha by Rashi. So Rashi says that even the Rabbonon of Remeya who say that tennis kisri, that Shicho is Ischus and tennis kisri, but he's not Yitzlechiris the moment the Shliach gets the get from the Odin. Well, but 1 second, please. But the only effect of schus is that the Odin cannot be chayzer, but the chayrus is not yetze until it is mortal yode. We'll see that the Rif says that. Let's turn to it. The Rif and the Rambam both say that. The Rif and the Mishneh, of Aimer Pnuget Zelishti, the Abdalad on the base, the Mishneh, Pnuget Zelishti, Shtashik Zelabim Rosal Azab Shnei Yazab, Diver Abmeh Rachamim, Yinosham Vishrabarim. So the Rif and the Afeo Medal, the third line, וחכמים אמרים בגדינו שם אבולוי בשכב עודים, לפי שזוכן לא למשל לפניו. והן מילה לחזור, ולמוצא רבי לימד הבי, אבל עבדה לנופק לחירוס, הדימותי גדיל יודי, דתנן, הואים להתנו גזל אישתי שרשיך חוזר לעבדי, ומייס לא ייתן לחמיס, דין גט לחמיס, ושמאס מנו, דל חזור אהו דזוכן לילבד, אבל מייפק לחירוס לנופק, הדימותי גדיל יודי. So the Rif says what Rashi says here. In other words, according to Rabbanon, who says, "Hoyim v'atnu shtar shichu zeh le'avdi," im rotzal arzay nechizeh, because shichu is his chuz, he cannot be chizeh. But when does the eved become a ben chayrin? Only after the shtar shichu reaches the hand of the eved. So mele, if the odin dies before, the shliach has an opportunity to hand over the shtashich to the Eved, so he's not mishuchah. And but the Rif mentions the strange riot. The Ashkechon Spirikai Gavne, Kidamrin only Kamon, Heilich Mona Lukleini Shani Chayevle, Omar Rav, Chayev Bach Yosei, Vim Bolarze Reine Chayzer. Vim Bolarze Reine Chayzer. So in other words, if Ruvein owes, let's say, $1,000 to Shimon, and Reuven says to Levi, I owe $100 in money. So he says, here is $100, and you give it to Shimon. And then, if Reuven then tells him, oh, I change my mind. Don't give it. I don't want you to give it to Shimon. So then, he cannot be chazer. But suppose something happens to that $100 bill, to that $100, so then Reuven cannot say to Shimon, well, I paid already the debt, because I gave it to Levi to give it to you, so it's his chus for you, so he was eche for you, so it is just as if you had lost it after you received it. He cannot say it. So we see that there is such a situation where Ligabe Chazor is considered as if it already was given to the Malve, but Ligabe Achray is not. So here too, Ligabe Chazore is considered when the Odin said to the Shliach, Tein Shtar Shichu Zeh La'Avdi, it's considered as if it had already had been delivered to the Eved. But Ligabe Yetzel L'Cheiros, no. That's the Raya of the Rif. Anyway, the Rambam also says like that.
In other words, there's a chesaron and
schus. No,
that what they mean?
Then it should apply to the case where he said scheze shtar shichu l'avdi. And the old Rishonim say that a Rif would be made in the case where he spells out scheze shtar shichu l'avdi, then he becomes mishucha also.
But tein
is not mamish like schei. It's only schei in regard to Chazore.
So it's been given to the Kavana of the giver.
That's right. Perik Vov Milchas Avodim Haloch Aleph. Hakeisiv Getshach Shichu Liavdei Vizikalu Bialdi Acheir Veomar Schei Begezeh. The Rambam says it, Beferish. Veomar Schei Begezeh Lipleini Avdi Yotzo Lecheirus immediately. Afal Pishali Yigia Al Yodei Get Liodei Shizoch Nodosh Lugufanov. If he spelled out Schei, then he's Yitz Lecheirus Miyad. Avo אם אומר, תנו גזר לאבדי, איני אוכל ארזה בי, ולהיות שואבת לחירוס, אשר יגיע הגט ליודי. לפי חוכו אמר, תנו גזר לאבדי ומייס, לא ייתנו להחמיס. So he says the same thing, but the Rambam spells it out. Only in the case where the Odin said, תנו, So even though it's Nuis Kisri, but it's not Mamish like Sri. But if the Odin spelled out explicitly Sri, so then the Eved is Yetzel Echeres Miyad. Then we have to understand what's the difference. Either 10 is Kisri or 10 is not Kisri. All right, so the Hechrech is this Gemara. This Gemara, but Lit Lachamise, if it's Mamish Kisri, so why not Lit? He doesn't even have to give it to him. It's superfluous, but he can give it to him. I mean, he's already been chayv.
So who is even after Misa too?
Yeah, it's not even necessary that he give it to him. But what's the purpose? But he can give it to him. Now, we have to understand this. There is a Gemara in Bar Metzia. Zion on the base. Now there's a machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, whether Odo Makne Dovah Shal Beilom or Inel Makne. Reb Meir says Odo Makne Dovah Shal Beilom. So if Shimon says Sode Shani Chishif Liknes Mocho Milevi Mechualach, so the Chachamim say that is in the Machmer Shalom, and Rav Meir says that is Mak that or the Machmer Shalom. So the first line after Zayin on the base, Omer Avinu Marav Poimer Lachaveri Sod Ze Shan Likeach Lishchekheno Knuloch Maachshavkom, because Rav paskens like Rav Meir. We pasken not like Rav Meir, but Rav paskens like Rav Meir. In other words, that other makndor shalom. So the mele hoim al chaver is sodesh and rikiach lechshek cheno knuloch ma'achshof kon. Then the thesis is an omidalim. The last thesis in the band, design omidalim. Knuloch ma'achshof. Teime, ma'choich ma'achshof. Kidden the other makndor shalom boleilom. The linian chazore ho kol zman shalom boleilom yochel arze afal gav doma ma'achshof. Why does Rav mention Me'achshav? Yes, Me'achshav, not Me'achshav. What difference does it make? He paskens like Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, so even if he doesn't say Me'achshav, if he says Sode Shani Reitze Likne Smocho Knuyeloch, and doesn't say Me'achshav, so also Kone. If he bought it from the Acher, and then it becomes Konu to the Likeach. So why does Rav mention Me'achshav? Yesh leima de nafkemine in nikha shtar u shovat kedem shlo khoze di kone kingdom macht so this we say is nafkemine in nakhna the king will be hal even if he doesn't say mach but there is one difference if he doesn't say me achshov so suppose Reuven says to Shimon ano de shrede shnissen so de shani khishe fliknes milevi Knuyloch. And then on Rishchede Shia, he really buys the Sode from Levi, and the Shtar is Bien. The Shtar is Bien. It's still Balaam. So then the Shtar Matone, the Shtar Mechire is still Bien. So then Le Shimon gets it, acquires title. But suppose before Rishchede Shia, so the shtar is destroyed. The shtar is destroyed. So then he's not keen yet because it's called Sokinyoni. The Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Pivov says, "Hoim el chaverei mishech porazu v'litikne el lachalamed lo ikono," because lachalamed there is no mishech. But if somebody sells his sode b'kesef and he tells him you should be keen at the sode.
With this money,
he gives him $1,000. The Likea gives him $1,000, and the Meicher says it should be yours 30 days later. So even though the money was already spent, so then it is chal. Why? Because it's not called sakinyoni. Because whenever you give kesef, it's not called sakinyoni. Because suppose for some reason the transaction will become invalidated, then the Likeach will be entitled to demand a refund of the money. So mele, it's never called Sekiyoni. If the Kinyan is through Mishiche, so then it's called Sekiyoni. If he says, Mishich porozu v'litik na'achalamet. Because the Chaleis takes place la'achalamet, la'achalamet there is no Mishiche. But if the Kinyan is through Kesef, he sells him his sode for $1,000 and Likeach. Shimon gives Reuven the $1,000. So even though Reuven already spent $1,000, it's not Balaam because it's his. But suppose it will become invalidated. He cannot give him the sode. So then Shimon will be entitled to demand the refund of the $1,000. So by Kesef, it's never called Sekiyoni, but by Mishicha it's called Sekiyoni. By Shtar, it depends. If the Shtar is in existence, so then it's not called Sekiyoni. But if somebody is Makne Esode, and that he should be Chalach HaShleishim, and Lach HaShleishim, the Shtar is not Balaam. Or even if the Shtar, the Gemara in Ksuba says, it is Balaam, but the Shtar is lying Bershus HaRabim, not in the Rishus of the Likeach, so it's called Sekiyoni. So Tisva says, that's the reason as to why. Rav says, Hoime, Chavir Esod Ezeru, Sham Likeach Lishachek, Chenok, Nuloch, Me'achshav Kone. So why Me'achshav? Even if he doesn't say Me'achshav. Even if he doesn't say Me'achshav. The Nafkemini is, if he doesn't say Me'achshav, and if the Shtar is Nikra or Ovat, before he buys it from the original owner, so then he's not Kene, because it's called Sekiyoni. But if he says Me'achshav, then we don't say called Sekiyoni. The question is, why don't we say he couldn't be Kene the Sode as long as it's in the possession of Levi? Reuven says to Shimon, the Sode the time Mechashi, that I expect to buy from Levi in a week or 2 weeks, so is Konloch Me'achshav. Can we say that Shimon gets title to the Sode before Reuven buys it from Levi? That's inconceivable. It's Levi's. So the Chaleis will take place
when Reuven gets it from Levi.
And if by the time when Reuven buys it from Levi, so the Shtar is already lost, so how can it be Chal? So my father, I remember my father in the shul, he said, that means if you say Me'achshav, so it's a Chaleis now for later. If you say Lach HaShleishim, not Me'achshav, so then the Chaleis has to take effect. Lach HaShleishim. So if the Shtar is not Balaam, Lach HaShleishim, some Mele, he cannot be Kene. But if he says Me'achshav Lach HaShleishim, even though it cannot become his, before, while it is still in the possession of Levi, but it's a chaleis now for Lach HaShleishim. So Mimele, we don't say Kol Sekiyoni. This is Tesis Pshat. Now, Shin Mekubetzes in Bantzia mentions.
Yeah, right.
Mishich Pozu, the Litikna Elach Lame, he doesn't say Me'achshav. So then the Chaleis is Lachalamet, and there is no Mishich, so it's called Sekiyoni.
If you say Me'achshav, then Echaname,
yeah, it would be good.
How come Chazor could help if the Chaleis is already done out?
What?
How come Chazor could help if the Chaleis is now ready? How come Chazor could help places if the Chaleis is right now?
What Tesha says,
I
will soon see. That's one. Mm. Yeah, Shimon Kovetz says. Omar Avuna Marav, him or Havir Solish and Lekir, the Ashikir of Mayadoma or the Makno Shlilon, Uchadisa Bishamah, Hutmi and Milse, my Marshof Shayahoche, do Yevsha Shiskezalikir Marshof, Shav Hamecho Loy in Leboklum. It's impossible that he should, the Likeach, Shimon should get title when Reuven doesn't have title to it. Ain't no the Makne Doroshin Ishalei? Shaf Hamecholle in Lobo Klum Achshov, Vichlokum Nabali Mesi Shovele Hosege, Vieshmi Forshim, the Anime Achshov Shall Yuchla Arzabe. Not like this. Uchidam Rin and Hosom, Shoim Elisha, the Sigmoin Dushin, Hareat Mikdeshis Lilachalamedien. Im Chosro Boeinim Kedeshis, Vimola Meachshov, Vinyachil Larzebo. So, in other words, the Gemara says in Dushim, the Mishnah in Gdushin Daf Nuches on the basis ho Eimer Liisha Arei At Mekudeshes Leacha Shleishim Yeim Ubo Acha Vikitsha Bisech Shleishim Yeim Mekudeshes Leishim Miachashov Leacha Shleishim Yeim. If Reuven says to Nisho Arei At Mekudeshes Le Miachashov Leacha Shleishim Yeim, not Leacha Shleishim Yeim, but Miachashov Leacha Shleishim Yeim Ubo Acha Vikitsha Bisech Shleishim Yeim Mekudeshes Veinu Mekudeshes. So then she's Mekudeshes Mekudeshes. She's Mekudeshes to both. Now then in Gemara in Dushin, that from Tesamut Beis, we have three Ma'amroim, three Mandomas, Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechanan. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So, Mekudeshes L'Sheni. So the Gemara says, Rav Yude Aseif Emasno, V'loi Kashalei, Mi'achshav Lachash L'Ishim Yeim, Ubo Sheni V'kitcho, is Mekudeshes V'Nekudeshes. Omar Rav Mekudeshes V'Nekudeshes Leilo. In other words, she requires a get from both, from Reuven and Shimon. Ushmuel amar mikudeshes v'mikudeshes la'ad lamed yein, la'acha lamed poka kdushi sheni v'gamre kdushi rishin. L'rab misapka le'itno yehave, ichazor yehave, l'shmuel pshita le'itno yehave. In other words, machleke between Rav and Shmuel. The Mishnah says, if Reuven says to Nisho, Hareyat Mekudeshes Li Miachshov Lachalamet. In other words, it should be Mekudeshes right now, but it should
take effect.
It should take effect until the end of 30 days. But it should start taking effect right now. But it should be completed Lachashleshim Meim. So Rav says, so the Mishnah says, Bosheini Vikitsha Besershleshim Meim. Mekudeshes in Mekudeshes. In other words, she's Sofik Mekudeshes to Reuven, Sofik Mekudeshes to Shimon. So in order to be Miteres La'alme, she requires a get from Reuven and Shimon. So Rav says that it's, when one says, Hareyat Mekudeshes Me'achshof La'achash Le'ishim Ye'im, so it's a Sofik. There is a stira in his Losh. First he says, Hareyat Mekudeshes Me'achshof. Me'achshof means right now. Then he says, Ad lachalamet. So there is a stir. So the question is, what does it mean? Does it mean is a chaser? In other words, at first he had in mind to be mikadisher
right now,
that it should take effect right now. Then he decided no, she should become his wife 30 days later. So then if the chales should take place lachash leishim yei. If that is his kavanah, so if after one day Shimon comes in his mikadisher, so she should be mikudeshes, because the first dushin was only lachalamet. So as the Mishnah says in the Reisha, if he says to nisharet mikudeshes lachalamet ubo sheni v'kitcho, is mikudeshes v'sheni. Or maybe when he said lachalamet, it was only itnai. In other words, hareyat mikudeshes li miachshof. Provided I am not going to retract within the next 30 days. So if he didn't, he wasn't chaser within the next 30 days. So it turns out Limafreya that she was Mekudeshes. She was Mekudeshes at the very outset. So that's the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, if somebody says, Hariat Mekudeshes Machla Hashlishim Yein, and then, so the Mishnah says, Mekudeshes in Mekudeshes Leila. Ushmuel Omar Mekudeshes in Mekudeshes Lahad Lamed Yein. Lacha Lamed Paki Gdushi Sheini, Vigamma Gdushi Rishin. Lirab Misavka Leit Noyave, Chazorave. Lishmuel Pshita Leidit Noyave. So Shmuel is a Pshites that it's a chazore. So Mele, at first, he wanted to be Mekadosh immediately, and then Tochke the Dibo, he was Chazer. And he said, even less than Tochke the Dibo. So, and then he was Chazer, and he said, no, Lachashleishim, you should be Mekadoshes. So, in final analysis, he was Mekadosh, that the Chalei should take place, Lachashleishim, and Teich Shleishim. And Teich Shleishim, So Teich Shleishim. So somebody was Mekadesher. So Shmuel says, Shmuel Om Mekadeshes, the Mekadeshes Lamed Yeim. So why? Because he holds it's itnai. It's itnai if I'm not Chazer within 30 days. So until 30 days expire, we are not sure yet. Maybe he will be Chazer. So mainly it's Mekadeshes, Mekadeshes. But after the 30 days expire, so then there is no Sofik. He certainly was not Chazer within 30 days. So mele, she's Mekadeshes Lerishin. So she's Mekadeshes Lerishin, and she doesn't require a get from the Sheni. But Rav says it's a Sofik, whether he meant Biteras Nai or he meant Biteras Chazore. So Leilam Voet, she's Sofik Mekudeshes Lerishin, Sofik Mekudeshes Lerishin. But we don't pass like Rav, nor do we pass like Shmuel. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that it's not Sofik Nai or Chazore, and it's not Chazore, but it's a long Chalais. When he says, Hareyat Mekudeshes Li Miachshav, Lachalamed, so it means it should be a continuous chalais. It should start being chal now, and it should be completed 30 days later. So Mele Rabbi Yechanan says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, so if Boyachod Vomer Hareyat Mekudeshes Li Miachshav Lachalamed Yein, ובו אח אחר ואומר לו הרי את מקודשת לי מעכשיו לאחר 10 ימים ובו אחר ואומר לו הרי את מקודשת לי מעכשיו לעשר יומים so then רבי יחנן says אפילו מי יוטפסים בי כי שחג את הלימנה כי כל חד וחד רפך לחברי שווק so in other words it's a continuous חלס a long process so it begins to be חל.
Right.
So what kind of status does she have? Within the 30 days, Mekudeshes Vein Mekudeshes. That's a din sofik. It's not sofik mitzias, but that's a din sofik. In other words, he says, I want you to become my wife right now, but the chalei should be completed at the end of 30 days. So until the 30 days expire, she is Mekudeshes, because the Kedushin has already begun to be chal, but she's not Mekudeshes, because it has not completed, the chalais was not completed. So it's a din sofik, like Andreigenes, like Binash Moshes, the Ritva says in Yume, it's a din sofik, it's not a sofik that is grounded in ignorance. It's a din sofik. So mele, there cannot be any mise, because it's a din sofik. Because in ancient misafik, but it's not in ancient misafik. Like tumtum, it's like sofik of androgynous. It's both. In other words, it's not completely mekudeshes and it's not completely not mekudeshes. So it's a din sofik. Now the Mishnah says, according we pass like a birchan. So when the Mishnah says, ha'ime areyat mekudeshes li me'achshav ha'shleishim yeim u'bacha v'kicho. So Mekudeshes in Mekudeshes. It means Biteras Din Sofik. So both Kedushin Achav. Now, in the case of Me'achshav L'Hashlishim Ye'im, he cannot be Chayza. Why? Because it has already started. So Me'ele, the Shinbetzes, the Zavitvo, he says here, V'yesh Miforshim, the Ani Me'achshav Shaleyuch L'Arzabei, in so here too is cannot be chizah, it's chilik on thesis. Because thesis says he can be chizah. And the Yesh Mifarshim say he cannot be chizah. So then the Ritvo is chilik, and he agrees with thesis. But why? Vein zeklum, the hosom kim shebi yodli kadish esatz ma'achshov, v'chi oma lo ma'achshov cholin ha'gdush me'achshov lachad l'alam d'yei, ul'fichochin yechil l'arzabo, avul hocha amay l'yuchil l'arzabo. So he agrees with thesis. In other words, because he says, in the case of ma'achshov lachad l'amed, so he understands why he cannot be chizir, because she's already, to a certain extent, his wife, how can he be chizir? The chalais is not completed, it's not full, but it started already. So merely cannot be chizah. Mashenk in here, when the soda is still in the possession and in the ownership of Levi, how can the chalais start? It's impossible that the chalais should start. So in other words, he agrees with thesis, it's a chalais for later. But in this case, it couldn't start the chalais because in the maknud of a sheni shalei, it's still in the ownership of Levi. Mashenk in the case of me'achshav l'chalamet, so then the chalais starts already. I think the pshat in the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashi here is that there is a basically one second. Please let me finish. Please do me a favor. Because there is a basic difference between Sri Mamesh and Ten. True Ten is Sri. When somebody says Sri Shta Shecho Zelavdi, so then it means Bizeich immediately, the Chaleish should be Chal right now, completely.
Finish.
But when he says Ten Shta Shecho Zelavdi, so Ten is Sri, but he still said Ten. In other words, he's makpid that it should reach the hands of the Eved. So that means, so it is as if he said, Sreize be'efen of Me'achshav L'Halamet. So Me'achshav L'Halamet, like Mishaykh Porozu, v'litikne Me'achshav L'Halamet. So then he is Kene. So the Chalei, since he said 10, and not Sri Mamesh, so it means Bizeche Me'achshav L'Halamet. So the Chalei started already. So Mele, since the Chalei started already, so that's why if he dies before, if the Odin dies before it is handed over to the Eved, so Mele it cannot be Nigma. But Chayzer it cannot be, because if he didn't die, he cannot be Chayzer, because the Shicho started already to be Chal. I think there's the Pshat in the Rif, and there's the Pshat in the Rambam, and the Pshat in Rashi. Alright. It's a little late, I'm sorry. It's a little late, because there are many things to do.